Welcome to the fourth episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast, brought to you by Fast Signs International. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and today we'll be discussing the five common characteristics of highly successful people. And we're going to do that with our special guest, Catherine Monson, the CEO and president of Fast Signs International. Just to give you a little background about Catherine, Catherine joined Fast Signs International in 2009. The franchise network has grown to over 600 franchise locations in 9 countries, and under her leadership, the brand has gained awareness, the number of locations has increased, new products and services have been introduced, and the franchise system has continued breaking records. She was featured on Undercover Boss back in 2012 so that she could find new ways to further advance the Fast Signs brand. And join us as we discuss the lessons she's learned over the years. Catherine, we are so very happy you're here. Let me first ask you, why do you believe there are only 5 common characteristics of highly successful person and not 6 or 7?
Well, there might be 6 or 7, but I think that there are 5 that you can see in all highly successful people. But first, let me say, Chuck, I'm so excited to be here today, and thank you for inviting me. I noticed that you said what I learned over the years. Are you saying I'm old? Is that what
absolutely not. I would never say something like
but
that.
But I am older than you, and don't you dare forget
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, as I have gone through my career, I have really studied successful people. I've been mentored by many, many folks. I like to read biographies about successful business people, successful politicians, successful folks like Mother Teresa. And what you can see consistently with each of them is they all have a positive mental attitude, and I think that's the single most foundational of the 5 common characteristics. They exhibit goal-directed behavior, they're self-motivated, they have a sense of urgency, and they never stop learning. So yes, you can read books about other folks and other ways of looking at success, and someone might have 6 characteristics, and you know, Investor's Business Daily has the 10 secrets to success. Those 5 that I've just talked about are included in a subset of Investor's Business Daily's 10 secrets. But I really think if we can all focus on improving our positive mental attitude, our outlook on life, really focus on goal-directed behavior and self-motivation, have a sense of urgency and never stopping learning, amazing things will happen in our lives.
So let's talk about these 5 characteristics. You've already mentioned them just now. How can you further explain them to our audience? Can you go a little bit deeper into each one?
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me just tell you that life's tough no matter what you do. It may appear to people on the outside that certain folks have a blessed life and have no hardships, but the reality is everybody does. And the easiest thing in the human condition is to have a negative attitude, whether it's I don't have the job I like, I don't like my boss, I've gained too much weight, I'm not as pretty as the other girl, life isn't fair, whatever it might be. And basically, life is not fair. Fair is 2 weeks in the summer with cotton candy in a midway in a Ferris wheel. And life isn't fair. And what we've learned and what I've learned and what I've read is, you know, those folks with a positive attitude achieve more, are happier, people want to be around them, people want to follow them. It was Harold Wilkins who said the world of achievement has always belonged to the optimist. And I've really noticed that successful people envision themselves being more successful, and unsuccessful people envision the opposite. Earl Nightingale said, stay positive, you become what you think about. And I believe all that's true. I have a sister right now who is battling high-risk, aggressive, multiple myeloma. And if she wanted to, knowing that her years are numbered and they're like 2 or 3 years left in her life, she could be negative and she could be bitter, but she makes a decision to have a positive attitude. Now that decision to have a positive attitude certainly makes her daily life happier. She could be down in the dumps and negative. It also makes people want to be around her. Nobody wants to be around a negative person. So that's kind of my thoughts on positive mental attitude. On goal-directed behavior, I think it's just very clear that high achievers plan their work and work their plan. And what goal-directed behavior is deciding what you want in life, those dreams, and putting them on paper. And, you know, in the absence of clearly defined goals, we become loyal to performing daily trivia until it ultimately enslaves us. And really, goals are nothing more than dreams with deadlines. And having just writing a goal down on a piece of paper and looking at it every day does amazing things for you. And then self-motivation is just getting up and getting it done. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And that is so very, very clear. Self-motivation is actually doing the work. It's getting it done. Thomas Jefferson also said, I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more of it I have. And that's what that self-motivation is. It's doing the hard work. It's getting it done. It's doing it today, not tomorrow and next week. And then one of my very favorite quotes that I like to use when it comes to self-motivation and getting stuff done comes from Yoda, the Jedi Master from the Star Wars series. And his advice is, do or do not, there is no try. And that's what self-motivation is about. You're just going to get it done. You're going to do one more thing today, one more, whatever it is, inactive account call, outside sales call, thank you letter, one more thing every single day. And then a sense of urgency is just getting it done. Don't put it off. And never stopping learning. I mean, I think that life would become dull and boring if we stopped learning. What I try to be is a student of success. I like to study successful people. I like to study successful teams and organizations. And then what I learn from studying them, I try to implement in my life. And I've also heard someone very wise say, leaders are readers, and consistently high performance is driven by continuous improvement. And that's what never stopping learning is all about.
So is someone born with these traits, Catherine, or are they learned?
Well, that's what's so exciting, is this is not innate, this is not DNA, this is all skills that are learned. And I'm going to tell you, I grew up in an abusive alcoholic home, and I suffered from depression in my 20s, and I could be the negative Nelly of the world. My God, I would pile on, one negative thought would lead to 1,000 negative thoughts, and I would be in a black funk for days. These are learned traits. I had to learn the mental discipline of positive mental attitude. It is my job. I read positive quotes. I subscribe to every email listserv that has positive quotes. It's my job and it's my responsibility to make my mind positive. And that's learned. That's learned skill. And there's going to be days I wake up and I'm grumpy. It's still my responsibility. So each and every one of these common characteristics are learned skills. We can all learn to have a better attitude. We can all learn to be better at goal-directed behavior. We can all learn to be better motivated internally. We can all focus on and determine that we're going to continue to learn new things every single day. Whenever I have the opportunity to talk to high school kids or college kids, I love sharing this, that each and every one of us can be more successful because we can get better every day in each of these five common characteristics of highly successful people.
So, Catherine, how can someone further develop these skills as they learn them and go through that process you talked about? How can they further develop those?
I think it's just making a decision to do it and knowing that discipline is remembering what you want. I mean, I'd make sure, and I do personally, I've got positive quotes pasted up on my bathroom mirror on the inside of my closet. You're laughing, but it's absolutely
true. I can just imagine all these.
Oh, yeah, and they change up from time to time. They're on the refrigerator. And even here at our office, we have something called Inspiration Hall where there are over 100 quotes about all five of these common characteristics that are right there down the main hall of the building for everybody to see to feed our minds. So I think it's making a decision that you're going to. I mean, I have a little, like, because this is fast signs and we're in the sign business, I have like a road sign made that has, you know, PMA for positive mental attitude, GDB for goal-directed behavior, SM for self-motivation, SOU for sense of urgency, and NSL for never stopping learning. And I've even had business cards made of these. And I keep one in my wallet to make sure that I'm remembering that it's my responsibility to get better at each of one of these every single day.
So I'm really curious about this Undercover Boss episode that you starred in. What did you learn from that experience?
Well, you know, first off, I learned that I look better as a brunette than I do as a blonde, and I don't know why I pay money every month to stay blonde, but it was so funny because we did my transformation from Catherine Monson, CEO, to Louise Steele, deadbeat, looking to get a second chance at my hair salon. So once the episode was announced, we had counter cards made with the blonde Catherine and the goth rocker Louise, and 85% of all of the patrons at that hair salon for the 3 weeks those counter cards were up thought I looked better as a brunette. I can't explain it, but I'm gonna stay blonde. But what I learned is that we have really outstanding franchisees and franchisees employees that do an outstanding job, really focused on helping customers increase their business visibility and accomplish more, really using all of the best in technology and their marketing savvy consulting abilities to really help our customers. I also learned that there were some areas where we could better communicate our marketing programs and do a little better job in training, and right after filming we implemented those, and I just have to say it was a great experience and was really honored to be approached by CBS to be on the show.
So Catherine, let's end with this. I'd like to learn about what the main takeaways or tips that you would give a person wanting to become more of a leader in their business.
Well, I would say whether you want to be a leader in your business or whether you want to be a leader in your community or you want to be the most amazing parent, I would just work a little bit every day. I just take 10 or 15 minutes every day to get better at having a positive attitude, to get better at having goals and writing them down and reading those goals every day to program your mind to do something to achieve them, about making sure that you do a little bit more every day than you thought you could. That's that self-motivation and just learning every day, whether it's reading a book or articles or what's going on in your industry. I'd say it's just investing in yourself. If you want to be a leader in any part of your world, you need to invest in yourself to make yourself better. And that's called setting up an appointment with yourself, whether it's getting up a half hour earlier every day and spending a half hour, that more quiet morning half hour, learning and focusing on getting better in these things or doing it at the end of the day. I think it all comes down to self-discipline.
Establishing some great habits doing that.
Exactly right. It's all about creating healthy habits, responsible habits. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us today and providing such invaluable insight on today's topic, the five common characteristics of highly successful people. And thanks to our audience for listening. I'm Chuck Kaler, and we've just wrapped up another episode of the B2B Visual Digest brought to you by Fast Signs International. Tune in next time for our next exciting and informative episode in our podcast series.